Hilldale, Utah is a tiny city across the border from Colorado City, Arizona. And the area is home to the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as FLDS. Now, the city of Hilldale was found guilty of religious discrimination in a federal court case last year. And today is the town's first city council election since the verdict. For the first time, non-church members could win the seat. And the city could elect its first mayor who is a woman. KJZZ's Sarah Ventry has been following this story and is there this week. So, Sarah, what has changed in the community leading up to this possibly historic election?
A lot of things have changed, but I think the most significant is that so many people have left or have been kicked out of the FLDS church. Obviously, the FLDS church is known for being the church of Warren Jeffs. A lot of people were kicked out of that church in a way that was very traumatic, and many people have left the church. And, you know, the FLDS church is known for being extremely restrictive and having very specific mandates that its followers are expected to follow very to the T. And I think for a lot of people now, they see this as an election where they have a choice, and they're really excited about that.
So, just guessing here, probably these new candidates who are non-FLDS members, there's probably some controversy here, right? So can you just lay out for us really quick a sketch of who the candidates are?
Yeah, so basically there are essentially two slates of candidates. There are three city council seats and one mayoral seat available in this election. Uh-huh. There are six possible city council candidates. Three of them are FLDS, three of them are not. And of the two mayoral candidates, one is FLDS and one is not. So the community got together. The FLDS are known for voting in a block. The church is known to tell people the way that they should be voting. And then the church members vote in that way. Yeah. So now the community got together and said, let's make sure we don't split up the non-FLDS vote. And in order to do that, they kind of chose as a group who they thought should declare that they were running for those positions so that there would be kind of one choice for each thing.
Wow. I mean, almost like a primary, except not really, because they did it informally. So you've been visiting this area. You've been visiting this community for a while. You've gotten to know people there. You've been there since this weekend. Does it feel like there's a lot of tension right now?
In some ways, yes. And in some ways, no. I mean, in a lot of ways, it's business as usual. There's, you know, a construction project happening at the park and kids are in school and things seem really kind of day-to-day normal. But then when you kind of are walking or driving through the town, for example, the place where I'm staying, there's a campaign sign outside of the wall for one of the city council candidates who is not FLDS. Someone spray painted on her sign and wrote the word loser. And then someone else, presumably this candidate or one of her supporters, put up a sign next to the campaign sign that's graffitied that says that this candidate supports free speech and does not support vandalism. And so it's kind of like a literal writing on the wall. So you do see that tension. The other piece of tension that people can't help but talk about is this idea, and I should say that this is a rumor, none of this was said on the record, but many people are under the impression that if even one non-FLDS person gets elected, all of the people who are FLDS who are currently on the city council will leave their post.
Yeah,
which is like a really intense thing to think about. So there definitely is a lot at stake.
And so I understand that there's some drama even in the procedure of how the voting goes. So do you know when they can expect results and when we can expect results?
The Washington County Clerk's Office said that they will be announcing unofficial election results tonight. This is what they're going to do for all of the cities that have elections today. However, the official election results will not be released for another week or two. This is to allow time for all of the mail-in ballots to be counted. This is primarily a mail-in election. The other interesting thing is that there are 368 registered voters in Hilldale, and there are over 100 what are called pre-challenges, which is when someone goes to the county clerk's office and says, we don't believe that this person who is registered to vote at this address is actually living at that address and is qualified to vote in the election.
Wow, 100 challenges.
More than 100 challenges. Wow. And as of yesterday, the county clerk's office told me that only two of those 100 some odd pre-challenges came back, yes, this person lives here and they are able to vote in this election. Wow. So it's really unclear how many people are even eligible to vote in this election.
Okay, so it seems that no matter what, the results are going to be really interesting. That's KJZZ's Sarah Ventry, who's in Hilldale, Utah, following the city's municipal election. Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome, Jorge.